and Miss Asian America. The winner is...
And here's something I bet you didn't know. San Francisco is home to the longest-running Asian American beauty pageant in the nation.
Sophia Ng!
At first glance, Sophia Ng has all the hallmarks of a typical beauty queen. She's 27, gorgeous, charismatic, but the night she won her title, she surprised her audience with what she revealed on stage, that she had battled depression and attempted suicide. She went on to become a therapist, and as reporter Sonia Paul tells us, Sophia wanted to be a beauty queen so she could spread her message.
At 5'9", Sophia Ng never used to wear high heels. Now she's a pro. She became Miss Asian America last August. Since she's entered the pageant world, she regularly dons a gown, sash, and crown to attend charity and community events, like this year's Lunar New Year Parade. But along with the networking and modeling opportunities, Sophia spends her time doing what inspired her to compete in pageants in the first place. She counsels students at elementary and high schools in San Francisco. Today, she's at Lowell High, one of the most competitive high schools in the state. In a small office, a student tells Sophia about the painful relationship he has with his mom.
She went on a rant. So, like, same old, useless. She said something like, "You guys were a waste of giving birth in Chinese."
Oh my God.
Something like that. So I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Like many of the students she works with, Sophia is also Chinese. She grew up in Hong Kong. She says many students and their parents hesitate to seek out therapy and that it may trace back to their culture.
A common feature of the culture is also that it's a shame-honor-based culture. It's also seen in the parenting style, where not all Asian Americans' parents do this, but that they use shame and guilt to parent their kids.
Because parents also worry that if their kids need help, she says, that maybe something's wrong with them, or maybe they've done something wrong as parents. Which also goes against the pressure of presenting a good face to the world despite whatever emotion you're experiencing. In fact, Asian Americans are 3 times less likely to seek out mental health services than white people. And they comprise only 4% of the US psychology workforce, which is mostly white. That all influences the reaction Sophia gets when students come to her for the first time.
I've actually heard before, they're like, "Oh, I expected you to be like a white person."
Sophia says she was inspired to do this work by a therapist she had as a teenager. She was on her way to becoming a competitive athlete when an accident during a basketball tournament crushed her leg. She was 16.
And I hear that basically my knee was completely destroyed.
And her whole identity at that point was being an athlete.
So while I was still like recovering physically, my mind definitely began to sort of spiral downwards.
She had a hard time getting out of bed. She didn't want to hang out with friends. At her lowest point, Sophia attempted suicide by taking a bunch of sleeping pills. That's when she found herself in a therapist's office.
I think at that time, people in your personal life, they kind of have this need or urge to just sort of like get you out of that mentality ASAP. So they tell you to be positive. They tell you to, you know, not think like that and just, you know, things will get better. And I think those were not the things I needed to hear at the time because it didn't make me feel listened to.
The night Sophia won the Miss Asian America title and talked openly about her suicide attempt, a common refrain echoed among the audience.
"Whoa, like you were extremely vulnerable up there."
They heard her. They knew what it meant for her to challenge the cultural pressures to keep those struggles quiet. On a Saturday night, Sophia is once again out as a beauty queen, this time at a banquet sponsored by a Bay Area Chinese association. She's joined by 2 other pageant winners. They're all dolled up for the occasion in long gowns and flawless hair and makeup.
But not least, we have Miss Sophia Ng.
Sophia swiftly takes the mic. She introduces herself in both Cantonese and in English.
"My passion is removing the stigma that exists in mental health,
and I'm currently doing that by doing a lot of speaking engagements.
She says her passion is to remove the stigma around mental health, especially for young people. A lot has changed for Sophia Ng over the last few weeks. She's left her job as a school counselor because she's moving back to Hong Kong. She hopes to someday start her own practice and launch a mental health consulting agency for companies and schools. Sophia's international move fits her new beauty queen title. She was recently crowned Miss Global as part of a worldwide competition. She says she'll continue to spread her message that it's okay not to be okay. For the California Report, I'm Sonia Paul.